Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait, good day to you, ma'am. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Alright, so ma'am, this is a verification call for you that last night under your cell phone number, which is ending with 7963, we received a transaction around $299 for purchasing gift card. So, did you authorize the payment, ma'am?
No, I didn't purchase anything.
Alright. And like, is there anyone in your family member who can buy this like gift card?
No.
Alright. I'll confirm you one more thing. Like, do you know anyone from the Mountain View, California, ma'am?
No, I don't know anyone who's living there.
Alright. So the reason I'm asking you that because as you can see that the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America. So that's the reason we asked you that, as you live in Australia, like, are you sending this gift card to someone, to your friend or your relative, something like that?
No, I really don't know this gift card, something. And I'm here in Australia, so it's really impossible that I'll, like,
exactly, ma'am. So that's the reason we give you this verification call to know that is that you the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction or not. But right now, as you confirm me that you are not the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction, so that simply indicates, ma'am, that there are some foreign people who got your information somehow from the internet and they are doing this under your details to steal your money. Also, all right?
Yeah.
Alright, right now, ma'am, what we're going to do, we're going to generate a 9-digit cancellation ID for you. With the help of that, we're going to simply block that eBay account and we'll cancel it, that transaction. And we're going to run a firewall security in your online device in which you go online, alright? With the help of that, we're going to trace those people out who are trying to get access to your personal information.
Okay, thank you so much.
Alright, so for that, ma'am, I need your help. So, like, you have to tell me that. Are you there, ma'am?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah. So could you just tell me, ma'am, that for going online, in which device do you use? Like, do you use computer, laptop, or cell phone, ma'am?
Cell phone.
Sorry, come again?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, right?
Yeah. I'm using my cell phone.
All right. And is that an Android one or it's an Apple iPhone, ma'am?
Apple
iPhone, all right. So now, ma'am, what we're going to do, we're going to generate that 9-digit cancellation ID into your Apple iPhone. So do me a favor. First of all, put me on speaker from your end.
Okay.
Am I on speaker right now?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Now, madam, do a thing. Swipe your screen from bottom to top and come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Okay.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I've already done that.
And ma'am, before we going to like generate the 9-digit cancellation ID for you, could you please tell me that what network like do you use? Like, do you deal with the Optus, Telstra, or Vodafone, something like that?
Come again?
I'm saying that, ma'am, what network do you use? Like, do you use Telstra, Optus, or like Vodafone, something like that?
I'm using other, do you call this one? MIC?
Sorry, come again?
MIC?
MIS, and all right. So now, ma'am, do me a thing. On your Apple iPhone, you do have an application which is called App Store. You need to find out that application, open up the application so that we can provide you the security, all right?
App Store?
Yes, ma'am.
And where should I go?
Ma'am, on your regular icons, there would be a big letter A on a blue color icon.
Big letter E?
A as in Australia, ma'am. It should be
okay.
App Store.
Should I search it?
Yes, ma'am. Search for it.
What is it again?
It's App Store. A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, and P as in Papa again.
App Store. Yeah, I already opened it.
All right. Have you opened it up?
Yeah, the App Store.
Yes, ma'am. Have you opened it up?
Yeah.
All right. Now look at the very right-hand side bottom corner. You will get to see there's a search option with the magnifying glass. Can you see that?
Yes.
Sorry, come again. Yes, ma'am. On the right hand, look at the very bottom of your screen, at the right hand side, you will get to see there's a search option with the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, type there letter A. A as in Australia, A.
A. Yep.
Then letter N. N as in Nancy.
Yes.
Then Y. Y as in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Then letter D. D as in doctor.
D?
Yes, ma'am. D. D as in doctor.
Yes, and?
Then letter Y. No, sorry. It should be letter E. E as in echo.
Okay. Any desk?
Yes, ma'am. You should give a click on any desk.
Okay.
Now, what is the first option you can see, ma'am?
Any desk, remote desktop.
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on that. After giving a click on that, you will get to see there's an option which comes up, get. You need to give a click on get.
Yeah, I clicked it.
All right. Now, what can you see on your screen, ma'am?
It's already installing.
All right. Can you see any option which says open?
Yeah, I already opened it.
All right. Now, there would be a 9-digit cancellation ID in front of you. So, can
yes.
you see that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Now confirm me just the ID, ma'am, so I can verify from our server.
Okay. 901. 598.
Uh huh.
1066.
All right. Now, ma'am, let me tell you something. Our server will send you a notification warning on your cell phone. Which says,
yep.
I trust this call and I'm aware of this risk, all right? You need to,
okay.
Besides that, there will be a 2 check boxes. You need to give a click on those 2 check boxes. After that, you need to give a click on accept, all right?
Okay, I got it.
You got it, ma'am?
Yep.
Now, what can you see on your screen, ma'am?
Do I have to check my mail or?
All right, madam. Do a thing. Confirm me the ID once again.
Okay. 901.
Uh huh.
598.
Uh huh.
7 6 6.
Sorry, come again.
7 6 6.
It's 7 6 6, right?
Yep.
All right, just hold on for a second. All right, now ma'am, have you got the security warning on your cell phone? Like I
said, yeah, I am aware. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to give a click on the check boxes. After that, you need to give a click on accept.
And
yes, ma'am. And then after that, you will get to see another option which says start broadcasting. All right?
Okay. Start broadcasting?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on that.
Okay.
Now just hold on for a second, ma'am. Let the server verify the ID. All right. Now, ma'am, you have successfully connected to our eBay headquarters server, all right? Now, just do a thing. Swipe your screen from bottom to top and come back to your normal home screen.
Is it done?
Sorry, come again.
The Amy desk, is it done?
Yes, ma'am, is it done? Now, simply swipe your screen from bottom to top and come back to your normal home screen and open up the settings from your cell phone.
Settings.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Now, madam, on the settings, there would be an option which says display and brightness. Give a click on that.
Display, okay.
Now, scroll it down. You will get to see an auto lock option. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
And put it on never so the security lasts long, all right?
Okay.
All right, now go back.
Yep.
Now, go back, ma'am, and go back once again.
Yep.
Now go to the top. You will get to see your name over there. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Give a click on that. After that, can you see something written as name, phone number, email?
Yep.
All right. Can you see, ma'am, that there are all of your information over there?
Hmm?
Can you see that your information comes up on your screen?
Yeah.
All right. After that, go back, ma'am.
Hmm?
And can you see something that comes up like payment and delivery? And
third option? Yeah.
All right. So tell me, ma'am, like, have you, like, done any payment from the cell phone before?
No.
You haven't done that, right? All right.
Yeah.
So do a thing. Swipe your screen from bottom to top and come back to your normal home screen and open up your Google so, like, I can show you that where has been, like, from where your IP address has been tracked and those people have, like, get access to your internet line. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, are you on your Google, ma'am?
Yeah.
Now, type there my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Yeah.
Then leave a space.
My.
Then type numerical one, the number one.
Numerical?
No. You have to put the digit, ma'am. You have to put the digit, number one.
Okay, one.
Now, ma'am, can you see any option comes up like my 1P address location, California?
Yeah, I found it.
All right. Now, can you see your IP address over there?
Yeah, Mountain View, California. Yeah.
All right. And below that, can you see that the location shows that it's Mountain View, California, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, ma'am, as you can see that your internet IP address has been tracked in Mountain View, California. Those people have got your information somehow from the internet, and they're doing this under your details, all right? As you can see in front of your own eyes. So now do a thing. swipe your screen from bottom to top and log in into your bank and see if there any statement like is there any $1 transaction that happened. Just do let me know, all right? If there any suspicious order you can see, just do let me know.
No, not really.
Ma'am, apart from this bank, like, do you deal in any other bank? Like, do you have any other bank?
No, I don't have any bank at the moment.
All right, so you have only deal with only one bank, right? It's the
best
bank, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just hold on for a second, ma'am. Just hold on for a second. Let me have a word with my senior supervisor. All right, ma'am. Now do a thing. Simply go back to your Apple App Store. Right. Now on look at the very right hand side bottom corner, you will get to see there's a search option. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Give a click on that and now type there ZipPay. Z as in zebra. Zip. Yeah, can you see an option comes up ZipPay? Yeah. Now give a click on that. Zip.
Zip. Show now pay later.
Yes, ma'am. With the help of this application, we're going to trace out those people who are trying to like get into your information, all right?
Okay.
Have you installed that application, ma'am?
Yeah, it's still installing.
And ma'am, could you please confirm your thing, like, do you have any driving license with you?
No.
You don't have any driving license? And, alright, just hold on for a second.
It says here, sign up and log in.
Alright, give a click on sign up, ma'am. Give a click on sign up now. Yeah, now put your phone number over there, ma'am. Yeah, give a click on let's go. Yes, ma'am. Give a click on confirm. Yeah, then give a click on continue. Yeah, then give a click on continue. Yeah, give a click on now, connect to bank. Choose your bank, ma'am. All right, now, ma'am, do you remember your customer ID and password?
Where? In the bank?
Yeah, I'm saying that. Do you remember your customer ID and password, right? From your bank?
What kind of customer ID? I misplaced my wallet. It's in the card. Yeah.
Oh, you miss.
Yeah, I just misplaced it in here, in my house, and I do not have time to find it myself at the moment.
Are you in your home right now, ma'am?
Yeah.
So where are you your details right now? Like, you told me that your wallet has been misplaced, right?
Yeah, it's just here because I think I left it in the other room, and there is someone there at the moment, so I cannot.
All right, just hold on for a second, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
all right,
that.
And ma'am, could you please tell me one more thing? Like, do you remember your password?
No.
No.
It's written in the card.
Alright, just hold on for a second, ma'am.
Okay, sorry about that.
And ma'am, do you have your debit card with you right now? Hello?
Oh my god. Jesse. No, I don't have it at the moment.
I'm thinking, ma'am, ma'am, I'm saying that. Do you have your debit card with you right now? With the
No, I don't have it with me right now. I'm really sorry about this.
All right, now give a click on back. No need to worry. Give a click on back.
Yeah.
Give a click on again. Back. And ma'am, do you use any PayPal account?
No.
You don't use it, right? Or is it not an issue? All right, now go back to your home screen, ma'am.
I'm sorry about this. I don't have any idea how this happened.
All right, now logging into your Westpac bank, ma'am.
Yeah, wait. Oh, it's here, customer ID, but I don't remember.
Yeah, ma'am, can you see your customer ID over there?
Yeah, 9476.
Yeah, look at the very top. You'll get to see your customer ID over there. Write down in a piece of a paper.
Okay. Then?
And ma'am, do you remember your password?
That's the problem. I don't remember my password. I think it's here. Not here.
All right, ma'am, now do a thing. Open up the Chrome application from your cell phone.
Yep.
Now look at the very top, ma'am. There is a search bar. You can see that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that. And now, type the name of your bank over there.
Yeah.
Now give a click on online banking, ma'am. Now, ma'am, this is off.
Yeah.
Now, ma'am, scroll it down. Yes, scroll it down.
Yeah. I'm signed in.
And now, ma'am, do you remember your password? Hello?
I don't remember my password.
Alright, now scroll it down, ma'am. Just a little bit of scroll it down. Now, you will get to see your forgot customer ID or password. You need to give a click on that.
Forget the customer ID?
Yes, ma'am, give a click on that. Give a click on password, ma'am. Alright, now, ma'am, you will get the code from your Westpac bank. Now, put a password over there, which you can remember, ma'am. Or I can help you with the temporary password, ma'am. Do you want me to?
No, thank you.
Alright.
Is it really safe to put password?
Yeah, ma'am. Put your new password over there and write it down in a piece of a paper. All right. Now give a click on save and now open up your zip, ma'am.
The what?
The zip application which you have installed, the zip application.
Yeah, connect the bank.
Yeah, now put your customer ID over there and password.
Okay. 9476. Oh my god. 9476.
Alright, now I'm going to help you with the customer ID, ma'am.
Yeah.
Do not do anything. Your customer ID is 9476-0138.
Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Now put your password over there, ma'am. Now give a click on continue. Ma'am, do you have any medical card with you, ma'am?
I don't have medical card. All right.
And do you have any driving license with you?
Neither of them. I don't have it.
Alright, ma'am, do you have any photo of your medical card?
Um, in the moment. I'll check up in my Gmail.
Yes.
Is this number P003076?
Yes, ma'am. Just hold on for a second. Alright, ma'am. Look at the very top and scroll it down. Scroll it to up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you see your like POO, your number over there? Like your ma'am. Like, do
yeah.
you have any picture of your medical card, ma'am?
No, I don't have. I didn't get a card yet.
Sorry, come again.
I didn't get a card yet. I just have the email, but I don't have the card.
Oh, you don't have a card, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, do you ever got your driving license, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever got your driving license?
No. I'm new here at this area, so I didn't process any driver's license yet.
Sorry, come again.
I'm just new here at Australia, and I didn't process any driver's license yet.
Oh, all right. All right, just hold on for a second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now open up your Jeep, ma'am.
Alright, ma'am, now do a thing. As I talked with my senior supervisor, he told me that we're gonna call you after. What's the time at your place right now, ma'am?
Hmm?
What's the time at your place right now?
Anytime.
Alright, so we're gonna call you back after 4 hours, alright? Because right
mm-hmm.
now we are trying to trace those people who are trying to get access to your personal information. So like we are, it will take 4 hours. So we're gonna give you a call back after 4 hours. All right. So do not talk about anything about regarding this call to anyone, because right now we cannot believe anyone that who is the person who are trying to get access to your personal information. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. So remember, so remember my name. My name is Sean, and I will give you a call back after 4 hours. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So it was a lovely talking to you, ma'am. Have a great day, and we're gonna call you back after 4 hours. All right.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great day.
Have a good day.